after the fitna, after what happened after Ali radiallahu anhu and Muawiyah, he became the leader. Some of these Khawarij, they said nine, one of them or some of them, whoever left from that battle after Ali radiallahu anhu killed them in the day of Nahrawan, they ran away all the way down southeast of the Arab Peninsula. Where is Oman today? Oman is a country, it is, yeah, and it has a lot of mountains. And to go to it, you have to cross the desert, Rub al Khali, the empty quarter. The quarter of the Arabian Peninsula is desert. It is all the way there. It's very far away, and it's very hard to get there. And it has a lot of mountains next to the Arab Gulf and the Indian Ocean over there, whereas the Indian Ocean meet with the Arab Gulf. Anyway, those people went to Oman. They went to Oman. Whoever left from that battle with Ali radiallahu anhu after he killed most of them, and they start calling people for the idea of the Khawarij, telling them this Khilafah is this, the Khalifa did that. And some scholars said even Abdullah ibn Ibad himself, he moved there and he lived there. Anyway, they became very strong over there until they decide to announce they have their own Khilafah. And this was in the beginning when the Umayyad Khilafah collapse and the Abbasid Khilafah start. You know, when there is something collapse and something new start, this period of time is yani an area which is, if you have something, you can come up with it. Because there's nobody yani watching you. Yeah, vacuum, you know, that's true. So they came up in that time and they said, we're having our own Khilafah in Oman. In Oman. And they refused the Khalifa al-Abbasi, what his name is Safah. And they were mistaken, because Safah, you know what Safah means? It means the killer. So that's what they call him, Safah, because he kills a lot. He kills whoever he doesn't like. Anyway, when they said that, al-Mansur, and they give one of their people the bay'ah, his name al-Jalandi ibn Mas'ud al-Azdi. But 177, Safah sent to them an army. He wiped them. He killed them. But 177, he killed them. 179, they reorganized themselves again. How many years? 3 years only. And they came back and they start their Khilafah. And they became the ruler of Oman until the British entered Oman. From 179 all the way until the British take over the Gulf. The British, they are the one who take over their country. That whole time, they used to be settled there. And after the British left, you know, the father of this Sultan of Oman, the president of Oman today, Qaboos, his father used to be the king of Oman, but his son, which is now, he killed his father, then he took over the country, the one we have now. He killed his father, then he took over the country. And he tried to play the same game. He said, I'm not Ibadi, I'm not Sunni. And he said, I marry one wife Sunni, one wife Ibadi, to make everybody happy. But in reality, if you look to that country, the Grand Mufti of the country, this is the Islamic system of the country, based on the Grand Mufti there, his name is Mufti Oman al-Khalili. I think his first name is Ahmed al-Khalili. He's the Grand Mufti of Oman now. He is Ibadi, and he has books to call clearly for his belief. And I remember he asked Sheikh bin Baz for a debate on TV. And Sheikh bin Baz said, there is no debate, there is only repentance. You should repent to Allah. There is no need for debate. You know what's the truth. Rahimahullah ta'ala. And he asked for a debate inside the haram with the media. He tried to he would try to spread the word Ibadi, because most of the Muslims, they didn't know that. So Sheikh Mbaz, alhamdulillah, he knew this old tricks. So he said, there is no debate. Just repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's good for you. Anyway, also they're giving a very hard time for the Sunni and the people who are following the way of the Prophet ﷺ companion. Especially, we have a lot of friends and brothers who graduate from Medina, who graduated from Imam University. He went back home to Oman. They suffered a lot. And like a few years ago, they collect all these students from Medina and they put them in jail. They having a big fitna over there for Ahlul Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy on them. And many people, they didn't know this fact. Anyway, another group of them, what they did, they went to another part of Muslim world. They went to Libya. And they still exist until today also in Libya. They took over Tripoli. And they start to spread their powerful over Libya and Tunis. They reach all the way there, Tunisian. And they were very strong over there. And they had a state or two states in the north of Africa. One it called As-Safariyah. And another one called Ar-Rustumiyya. Ibaduyin, they are the one who start their state with giving bay'ah to a person, his name Abdul Rahman ibn Rustum. And he became Khalifa in 160. And his term collapsed 296. His Khilafah collapsed 296. That means they became Khalifa how many years? From 160 to 296, 136 years they ruled Libya and this place. 136 years. They had a state called Ar-Rustumiyya. Who killed them? Who wiped them? The Shia, their most enemy, because they are totally against them, which is Al-Ubaydiyin. They came and they destroyed them and they take over north of Africa, 297. Anyway, Al-Ibadiyya, they are different from the Khawarij in a sense. Al-Ibadiyya said, we do not believe that other than us are kuffar. You remember Al-Khawarij said, whoever doesn't believe in what we believe, he is non-Muslim. Al-Ibadiyya said, no. Even if you don't agree with us, you're still Muslim. And they said, we are different than Khawarij, because Khawarij said, we are not allowed to give our daughters or our women to other than us. But Al-Ibadiyya said, no problem if Sunni married Ibadi woman. And for sure, the opposite also. Ibadi can marry Muslims, a Sunni woman. They said, in the history, whenever there is fight, they never kill the children. They never kill older people. They don't kill civilian. Not like Al-Azariqah, this Naf' ibn al-Azraq, or other Khawarij. They kill everybody. He is a warrior, he's a soldier, he's not soldier, woman, child, everybody killed. And to know this exists in the history. So when we read, for instance, about some groups in Algeria today, not necessarily all of them does this, but some groups who claim that they are Muslims, you see, when they kill children, murder women, murder everybody, don't say, I can't believe there is Muslim can do that. No, there is some Muslims did that in the past, and they might still can do this in present too. Anyway, because they believe all this kuffar, and this will raise their station in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's in Jannah.